News Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Sound Bites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sound Bites. It is Saturday, the 4th of May in the year 2002. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And Rob Linton is on the buttons, and we're taking your calls at a whole variety of numbers. Did he just read the numbers?
No, yep.
Pay attention, our own guy. Okay, so we don't have to repeat them. Before we get to those phone calls, and Rob is frantically taking calls even as we speak, we will go to the news, and we will start with Steve.
Well, we had some big announcements, sort of unexpected announcements from Apple this week. On Monday morning, they announced new revisions of the PowerBook. Now the high-performance G4 titanium laptop that's won so much praise for its design and features, now starting at 667 megahertz for $24.99. The big news is that they have replaced the high end and added an 800 megahertz model, coming with 512 RAM, a 40 gig hard drive, the combo DVD player CD writer, added gigabit Ethernet, and are the only company shipping 1000 base T gigabit Ethernet on a production laptop.
Not that we all have that in our homes yet.
Yeah, really.
We will. Now we're ready for it. A couple of the other changes they made is the 15.2-inch widescreen display is now running at 1280 by 854 resolution, so it's a higher resolution. They've put the ATI Mobility Radeon 7500 graphics chip, so now your games will really scream, and pretty much anything that uses high-resolution graphics, video, animation, CAD work, things like that. 32 megs of DDR SD RAM on it. 60-gig drive is now an option. It was one of the standard features on their high-end model, with bigger options available. So they've really beefed up their mobile workstation, and we're hearing from a lot of video editors and production people that are now doing real-time editing on production shoots and not waiting to come back the next day with getting the rushes back from the lab. You can do it right there on site. The other thing they announced is a new model that they're selling currently only to the educational market, called the eMac, for Educational Mac. It's designed...
And they haven't been sued yet by eBay?
Or eMachines, which actually Apple sued eMachines themselves a couple of years ago when they came out with a Mac that looked too much like the iMac. A PC that looked too much like the iMac. So now the eMac... is designed around the original CRT-based iMac design, but it has a 17-inch flat CRT built into it, starting with a 700 megahertz G4 processor, designed only for the ed market, starting at $999 if you're an institution buying large quantities. Students are also able to buy these if you can prove your fax your student ID to the Apple Store. Prices are a little higher for students because of the lower quantities they expect to sell. But for educational institutions, this was designed with the teacher input on what they'd like to see in an educational computer.
Cool. Hey, Dave, what's going on?
Just when you thought you had the latest and greatest of hard drives, that's what I love about this business, though, folks, is it never stands still, even for a week. The Seagate has just announced that they've even got bigger, better, faster drives. So if you went out there and got one of the latest and greatest, wrong. They've got the 10,000 RPMs coming out already, and they're already saying probably later on this year that they're going to hit now the 15,000 RPMs. They're going to start around at 146 gig. I can remember when I got a 20 meg hard drive and thought that was all I was going to need.
5 meg, Apple profile.
Now we need a new ATA spec to support drives bigger than 127 gigs, so standard motherboards today won't be able to take advantage of the larger hard drives.
Right. With the eye towards the future and, the Pentium 5's already being announced that they'll be out later on, everything is just gearing up for bigger, better, faster, so it's going to be wild. Now to go out and buy a 146 gig hard drive, like always, folks, you know, you don't want to be the first one out there buying them because the prices will be high. But like anything else, you wait a few weeks and all of a sudden it'll settle down in. And you'll be able to get it at a reasonable price.
But this does drive the prices down on the older, smaller models.
Well, not so much the price, but, it, you know, the price don't fluctuate that much. It's the capacity.
Right. Yeah, 20 gigs are hard to find. 40 gigs are about as small as you can find these days. 40 gigs.
Right, yeah. All right, and a couple of things that you need to know about. We're always telling you you have to update your antivirus software in order to stay ahead of the crackers and not just load it, but make sure it's running, make sure it's updated. In addition, there are a couple of programs you need to update. Both Winamp and the Macromedia Flash plugin for your browser need to be updated. Both of them have exploits that are out there, ways that crackers can use them to break into your computer. So if you use Winamp or you use the Flash, the Macromedia Flash player, so if you go to a site and you see all those cute animations that run in Flash, you're using that plugin, and you need to update them now. The latest version of the Flash is 6.0.29 as of yesterday. And
whatever happened to you making fun of the Macs for strange version numbers?
Hey, in fact, these numbers have Macromedia. When did they start making products for originally?
When did they have it or?
And in fact, their actual product number is 6.0.29.0.
And well, because they don't want to infringe and get in trouble with the Mac.
And Winamp is at 2.8, I believe. If you use either of those products, you need to update them immediately in order to maintain the security of your system. Go do it now. And Steve is going to put online during the commercial the links to both Winamp at winamp.com and Macromedia at macromedia.com. And while he does that, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rex and Rob Linton on the buttons, and me, Nick Francesco, on the universe's longest-running computer call-in radio show, Soundbites, only on 1180 WHAM.
Hi, I'm Jeff Least, president of MicroWorks Computers, where our motto is old-fashioned service for a high-tech world. Old-fashioned in the way we greet you and how a live person answers your call. Old-fashioned by having long-term, knowledgeable employees who won't talk over your head. Old-fashioned by realizing that we need to exceed your expectations every time you do business with us. Judging from our repeat and referral customers during our 8 years in business, I think we've been successful in meeting those goals and growing into a multi-million dollar company. MicroWorks offers a large selection of in-stock parts, including Rochester's largest supply of cables and hard-to-find parts. We custom-build systems, servers, and bare bones for business and home. We offer repairs including notebook repairs, virus removal, and data recovery. And we have outside technicians for network administration and other repairs. So give us a call at 271-0050 or stop by our store, conveniently located just off 490 at 793 South Goodman Street, or visit our website at microworks.com.
Hey, friends, Lockberry here, and I'd like you to go on vacation with me to Washington, D.C. Now, June 20th to the 23rd, we're flying down with DeMaria Travel, round-trip airfare, 3 nights hotel accommodations, a 2-day tour of Washington, D.C., seeing everything that counts, additionally a wonderful trolley tour. We will see it all, including Arlington National Cemetery, the Pentagon, the Capitol Building, the National Air and Space Museum. Call DeMaria, 271-0100. DeMaria Travel, 271-0100.
How do successful business people stay successful? By always looking for ways to serve their customers better. That's why Gene Mazzola from Mazzola Insurance turned to Roadrunner Business Class.
Our whole claim to fame at Mazzola Insurance is the ability to provide quotes at a very, very fast rate. Roadrunner helps us do this. We're growing so quickly because of Roadrunner.
Mazzola Insurance switched to Roadrunner Business Class, and they're glad they did.
I heard that Roadrunner Business Service was so good from all of the people that I do business with that that's where we went, and we're very satisfied.
Now, you know, with Roadrunner Business Class, you can get help from a real live person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Gene, what about cost?
One of the important things about running a business is that you've got to run a tight ship. Roadrunner Business Class service and its very reasonable cost fits right within our budget.
Why don't you get connected to Roadrunner Business Class today? Call 1-866-756-FAST.
Roadrunner really does its job. Roadrunner gives us the edge over our competition.
It's No Tax Weekend at both Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries in Greece and Henrietta. And you're invited. Today through Monday, qualified buyers take advantage of storewide savings. Get 1 year, same as cash, and we'll pay the sales tax, too. If you need furniture, you need to get to Lazy Boy today. Storewide savings, 1 year, same as cash, and we pay the sales tax, too? Woo-wee! And Lazy Boy is so much more than chairs. Lazy Boy is sleep sofas, sectionals, and motion sofas. Lazy Boy is the largest selection of quality leather furniture in upstate New York. Lazy Boy is tables, lamps, pictures, and accessories. And most important, Lazy Boy is the furniture you want at a price you can afford today. Now, through Monday, get store-wide savings, 1 year same as cash, and we'll pay the sales tax, too. Ridge Road West at Long Pond and Jefferson Road near Marketplace. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Sale ends Monday night at 9.
There are certain repairs that you want to make darn sure are done right the first time and come with a lifetime guarantee, like pacemaker. Well, at Geico Auto Insurance, if you have an accident, we can guarantee your claim repair for as long as you own your car. We'll have you back on the road pronto. In fact, many claims are settled within 48 hours. Geico, 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. Our customers like the way we handle claims almost as much as they like saving money.
Office Max. Max means more. The more we celebrate 14 years of business, the more you save on office products for your business. Come in now for the Office Max 14th Anniversary Savings Event. This week only, buy a Lexmark Z 22-color jet printer for $49.99 and get a $10 Office Max gift card by mail. Plus, get an Office Max gift card worth up to $100 by mail when you buy select Palm PDAs. The more we give, the more you save. Office Max. Max means more. See store for details.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Alleman K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
You know, that man does not lie. This is Soundbites, and I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
Rob Linton is on the buttons, and we're taking your call, starting with Patricia from Batavia. Welcome, Patricia. What's your question?
My question is, let me start by saying, I'm just a beginner. I don't know beans about computers.
That's why we're here. Yeah, we know beans about computers.
I listen to you guys and try to figure things out, but it doesn't always work. Anyway, I have a thing that comes up on my computer all the time. This is a secondhand computer. My kid gave it to me.
Yeah.
My kid is a first sergeant in the Marines. So.
Oh, there you go. All right.
So there you go.
No
anyway,
messing with him.
I get this notice on my computer all the time that says Microsoft ISDN configuration wizard. No ISDN devices were found. Please install an ISDN device and run the configuration wizard again. What the heck is this about?
ISDN is a method of connecting to a network. It is faster than the phone line, but slower than some other methods. It's clear that what happened was he had this system on an ISDN line when he had it in whatever secret underground location he had it.
Michigan.
There you go. I've been to Michigan. It's all underground there. No, I got friends in Michigan. Don't call me. So he probably had it on an ISDN line there. So what you need to do is change from the ISDN line. How are you connecting to the internet now yourself?
I have a separate modem, and I have a company that supposedly connects me when I click on my modem and then click on my icon that says connect to the internet.
And does that work?
That works.
Okay, then all you need to do is go into your control panel.
go into the control
panel. Yeah, go up to, press, yeah.
What, you do is what press version start. Of Windows are you running?
Does she sound confused? Yes, she is.
Control yes, she panel. Is. You're in Windows 98?
Right.
Okay, go to the Start button, go to Settings, and see Control Panel.
Okay.
You click on the Control Panel. In the Control Panel.
Wait a minute, I'm going right now. Go to the Settings, go to Control Panel.
And you'll see Networking, or Network.
Okay, I've got everything on here.
All right, click on the network icon.
Wait a second. Let me make this bigger. The network icon.
Patricia.
I know, he told me. And Mom, okay, I'm on it.
All right, and all you need in there, the little window that you'll see in there, is literally TCP/IP, the dial-up adapter, and that's it.
Okay,
anything
so
else?
What about this Microsoft Family Logan and the client for Microsoft Network?
Those you can leave on, but you should see something for ISDN as well.
No, there's only four things listed.
You can get rid of the Microsoft Networking.
Get rid of the client for Microsoft Network?
Yes, you can get rid of that.
What probably happened is there was an ISDN connection that made it think it was dialing. Basically, ISDN is a digital phone line, so it was dialing with a different kind of modem. You may need to go into your dial-up networking folder and delete the settings files for anything else that isn't your internet company.
Okay, well, I don't know how to do that.
Well, you go, write this down. You just double-click on My Computer. You'll see a folder that says dial-up network. And anything else other than the unit, you know, or if you're calling it to say like Frontier or Blue Light or whatever, any of those other icons that are in there, you can remove. Okay?
You can also
just need the one to your current internet service provider.
You guys are too fast. I go up into My Computer.
Well, we can't take this.
Patricia, seriously, you got to write this down because
I'm trying to.
Okay, you go to My Computer. Double click on that.
Right.
You will see a folder for dial up networking.
Okay.
In there, you'll see more than one icon.
Right.
One of them will be for your current internet service provider.
Okay.
Get rid of all the others.
Okay.
You also might want to go back to Control Panels and add remove programs and see if there's anything in there that says ISDN and remove it.
Okay. That one I can do.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Patricia. Our next caller who will be prepared to write things down is Howard from Penn Yan. Welcome, Howard. What's your question?
Hi, Nick. This is actually Howard from RIT.
Ah, Howard. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are
you? We haven't talked in forever. We need to go to lunch.
When did I move RIT to
Penn
Yan?
It's your turn to treat.
I think it is.
Okay, I'm down in Penn Yan. I brought my computer from Rochester down here. And in Rochester, I'm on Roadrunner. Here I'm using USA DataNet as my connection.
Mm-hmm.
And I got two little problems. One is I can't log on anything faster than 4,800 baud.
Be thankful.
That's good.
Oh, wait, 4,800 or 48,000?
4,800.
4,800.
That's probably about the best you're going to get down there.
Is it the phone lines?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay, let's try a more serious problem.
Okay.
After I loaded up USA DataNet, every time I come offline and click on the little symbol, you know, that it's taking off, I get an error message saying, error in Explorer, not Internet Explorer, just the Explorer that runs your desktop.
Right.
And my taskbar disappears, and I have to reboot the computer.
That sounds like it's one of, well, it could be a couple of things, but the one that I would suggest first is that the driver for your modem is not correct.
And that may also help your connections issue.
Right.
You might want to go up to the web and look for some updated drivers for your particular modem.
I'll have to open the computer to find out what my modem is. It's an old machine.
Well, here's the problem. You could click around in hardware, in the hardware device manager.
That might have the wrong one.
Right, and that's the problem. It loaded the wrong driver thinking it was a different modem.
One of the tricks is if you go into the modem control panel, there's a diagnostics tab and a more info button. That interrogates the modem with the ATI information commands. A couple of those first commands usually list what type and brand and class of modem it is. U.S. Robotics.
When I click on modem, I'll tell you the port is COM1, which it isn't.
No, there's a diagnostic.
There's a diagnostic tab.
What's a diagnostic?
And then highlight the modem.
Modem.
And then click more info. And it brings up the information screens that actually asks the modem what it is.
Okay.
And a few of those, you can also do this in a terminal window. ATI0, ATI1 brings up the information. And that
ATI4 tells me it's a 56K voice data fax modem.
All right, that's one of the other ATI commands in that list should give you the manufacturer also.
That's what I thought, too, but I looked for it yesterday and couldn't find it.
Then you may have to physically look at the modem.
Yeah, pull it apart.
The other thing you can try, and I lost
Or look in your manual.
Ow!
Read a manual?
I'm sorry, it's probably still in the shrink wrap, so it's in pristine condition.
Who do you think I am, one of your students?
Yeah, right. They never read anything, as near as I can tell.
All right, so you think it might be the driver for the modem.
Yeah, that's what I'm figuring. Yeah.
All right, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Howard.
Bye-bye.
Our next caller is Joe from
I'm sorry, I just remembered the other thing I was going to ask him. If USA Data Night, his internet provider, gave him a proprietary program that you dial in and it puts up little windows and doodahs and timers, he may have to exit the internet from that program, or it's left in a weird state and then crashes the rest of the system.
Okay, good point. Our next caller still is going to be Joe from Rochester. Welcome, Joe. What's your question?
Hi, I'd like to know what kind of program I could use for recording, like a four-hour audio off the radio or something, have it start on and off by itself. Is there anything like that?
Maybe. What kind of computer do you have?
I'm running Windows 98. It's one I put together myself. It's an ESC board or something.
Right.
We have a couple of links in our FAQ list already on audio recording programs.
Uh-huh.
Let me see if I can.
You might want to look. Just do a search on like Google. For sound recording, and it'll usually tell you the various features that because there's so much shareware out there, and there's also other products that have more bells and whistles, which you're probably going to have to pay for, but might fit your needs.
And Total Recorder is one of the ones that's been brought up on the show before.
Really, I don't mind buying, and it doesn't matter, you know, as long as I like to record something, I can't hang around for 4 hours.
Right.
Well, yeah, the trick is finding one that you can time to turn on and off.
Yeah.
Or you can hit record and then leave and then stop it yourself when you come back.
Off the top of my head, I don't have any idea, but I tell you what you need to do. You need to join the Soundbites forums. If you go to soundbites.org, and Frances reminds me, she emailed me and reminded me that I should tell people that Soundbites with a Y, B-Y-T-E-S.
Mm-hmm. I already got on your site once.
Thank you. If you join the forums, you can ask that question in the digital media forum, and there will be, 50 different answers.
Yeah. Oh, all right. That's great.
Sure.
I got one more question for you.
Sure.
My Windows 98, I have two hard drives, an 80 gig and a 60 gig, and it sees the 80, and it only sees like half of the 60.
Probably you need to flash your BIOS.
Oh, flash the BIOS, huh?
Oh, yeah, it sees the big one, but not the small one.
I started flashing them in two different things.
Well, which way was it? It sees the 80 and not all of the 60?
Right. Only sees like 37 of the 60.
Then that might be a jumper. If it's a Seagate, it might be the way the jumpers are set up. Mm-hmm. If it's a Seagate drive, there's various configurations on that particular drive.
Yeah, I said the jumpers. I made sure the second one is a slave.
Well, no, there's more jumpers than that. There's a 1024 cylinder boundary. There's the 32 gig maximum volume boundary. There's other jumper settings you might have to find.
And the second drive, right?
Yeah, the big one.
Okay.
Well, the one that's not being seen completely.
Okay.
All right, okay.
Okay.
Hey, you guys got a terrific show. I listen every week and I record you. Thank you very much.
Oh, in that case, send us these recordings because we want to get that Soundbites archive up. Give me a call at email me, nick@soundbites.org, and we'll talk about how to do that. We're going to take a break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Want a better job? Easy. Just open up the classified section or go online. Look at all those jobs. Hundreds of jobs. You don't like the jobs you qualify for? And you don't qualify for the jobs you like? Well, then maybe you need to stop dreaming and start doing something about it. Come to Element K Business School and we'll get you ready for some of the most in-demand jobs there are. IT systems administrator, computer programmer, web designer, office manager, executive secretary, bookkeeper, customer service representative. We'll help with one-on-one mentoring and even job placement assistance when you're finished with your education. And if money's a problem, Element K can also help with the financing. Call Element K Business School for more information. Call 240-7400 today or visit ElementKCenter.com for the full story. Element K Business School. Real education. real opportunities.
With improving weather, the leaves are literally jumping off the trees, and you, my gardening friends, are in hydrangea heaven as you get out there with the good earth on your hands and happiness in your heart. Speaking of hydrangeas, Wayside has hundreds of them. Buy one, get another at 50% off. You'll also find 25% reductions on a huge variety of rhododendrons and azaleas. Next weekend is Mother's Day, and Wayside Garden Center has your mom in mind. Stop out and select from dozens of Mother's Day gift ideas. Beautiful fountains and statuary, afghans, tapestries, wind chimes, colorful hanging baskets, plus a huge selection of flowering trees and shrubs in the nursery. Wayside is also wonderfully stocked with the annuals and perennials and vegetables and nursery stock you'll need this weekend. Plus, all Jackson and Perkins potted hybrid tea roses are reduced 25%. And Rochester's favorite, lilacs, buy one, the second is 50% off. For anything that goes or grows in your garden, visit Wayside Garden Center, 124 Pittsburgh Belmira Road, just past Lollipop Farm. If you're a PowerPoint or 35mm slide user, then remember this name, Visual Horizons. They'll make 35mm slides from your PowerPoint presentations or your digital camera files. They've got complete slide duplication and slide film processing capabilities. And of course, they only use Kodak film and chemicals. Visual Horizons offers a complete line of media and CD packaging options, including the all-new 12-color DuPont Tyvek CD envelopes, as well as over 5,000 sizes of peel-and-stick, vinyl, and paper storage products. Visual Horizons is a family-owned business with over 30 years' experience in Rochester. Go online right now to visualhorizons.com to check out their free catalog and software center. Visual Horizons, 180 Metro Park, across from MCC, or call 424-5300. You'll be amazed at what they can do. Visual Horizons, a name you can trust for all your 35mm slide and media storage needs.
Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest running computer show on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
It's true, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
Rob Linton's on the buttons. I'm going to get back to the phones in a minute, but I have to tell you, the folks at Visual Horizons made me really angry this week. They came out with the most brilliant program. I looked at it and I said, why didn't I think of this? They've got this wedding planner software now. You can go in and it'll, if you're getting married, it does everything for you. Does the planning book, does the place cards, the invitations, the keepsake book, wrappers for the candy. And I thought to myself, if I had thought, this is going to make $1 billion.
Well,
why didn't I think of
he
it?
He does just about everything except walk the girl down there.
That's exactly right. It's an amazing piece of software. Anyway, I didn't write it, so I'm sitting here at the
check out Visual Horizons, though.
And, if you're getting married, don't call me. I can't help you. But the folks at Visual Horizons can. Our next caller is Kevin from Rochester. Welcome, Kevin. What's your question?
Yes. I have a Hewlett-Packard Pavilion computer, and we noticed that the sound on our computer doesn't work. So we thought it might be the speakers. So my mom brought home some speakers from work, and we tried those, and those didn't work either.
Is the mute button selected?
No.
The other thing to check is that you have them plugged into the right jack. Most computers on the back will have an in jack, a headphone jack, a speaker jack, an out jack. You gotta plug them into all of them and see if you get anything.
There is in the control panel for the microphone and all that, you might want to check the properties of that and make sure that the mute button hasn't been checked within the properties of that.
Yeah, we tried that too. So the next thing I thought, there might be something wrong with the sound drivers.
Yeah, that would be my thought.
And the problem is that one of these all-in-one, it's a combo carbo sound card and modem.
That I'm not sure of.
Yeah.
Anyway, what did you do about the driver? Did you change it?
Well, I asked somebody about it, and they said that if you removed it and then started up the computer again, it should reinstall it through plug and play.
Yes, it should. But the problem is, if it's got a bad driver to begin with, then doing that again just reloads the bad driver.
Right. Well, now I'm at a predicament because I tried to read it, and now I have this screen that boots up that says plug and play BIOS detected, SD Pro IO equals 220, IRQ equals 5, DMA equals 1.
Right.
And then it just hangs. So now I'm like, what do I do now? I can't even get the operating system to load up.
on another computer, you'll have to download the correct drivers for that specific model HP sound card. Do you know if it's the sound card that came with the computer or one that was added later?
Sound card that came with it.
So you can find it at HP's website.
Anything.
So you have to download that on another computer. And then on your computer, you can boot into safe mode. When the computer starts up, right when it says starting Windows, you want to hit the F8 key.
Okay, let me write this down. Starting Windows.
You start banging away on the F8 key.
Or just hold the key. If you're running Windows 98 Second Edition, you can just hold the control key down while it's booting, and you'll get the menu. You select.
This is Windows 98.
Yes. Hold down the control key, and you will get the menu, and you can select option 3, which will then take you into safe mode. You can remove the sound card device, and then this way, when you go to restart, it will ask you for the drivers you can put in that disk with the updated drivers.
Okay, and this is at the starting Windows screen?
Yes.
Before the blue Windows logo. You get the regular DOS text screen, and it shows your BIOS information, then says starting Windows, and then you get that blue logo screen. There's a very quick moment of opportunity where you have to hit the Control or F8 key to.
Well, if you hold Control down and don't let go of it, it will get you into the menu.
Yeah, because that's one of the modifiers with the F8
that
key.
I have right now, it says like on the top, it says Windows 98 is now starting your DOS-based program. Is that the part where I'd have to?
No, before that.
Before that, okay. So I just missed it.
Yeah.
Okay, and then...
Hold the control key down during the whole boot process.
I'm sorry?
Just hold the control key down while it's booting. Don't keep hitting it. Just hold it down constantly.
From the power on.
And you will get to that point, okay?
Okay, and then you said what website would I have to go to?
HP's.
Go to HP's website.
The manufacturer of the computer.
And then...
There's a driver's button that will
ask... someone else's computer.
Yes.
Because you can't get to it on yours.
Right.
But you go to the main web page, there's a driver's button. It'll ask you what model you have. You give it that, and it'll take you to the page for the drivers for your model.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Our next caller is Will from Rochester. Welcome, Will. What's your question?
Hi, guys. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Listen, a couple of weeks ago, I just came in on the tail end of a conversation when using... computer in a library, and you go to your personal website. How can you take that off on that particular computer so you don't compromise your identity and so forth?
What you need to do is, after your sessions are over, go to the menu bar at the top of the browser, select Tools, select Internet Options.
Yes.
The very first screen has a whole bunch of buttons and stuff on it. In the middle is one that says delete files.
If you're using 6, it might also say delete cookies.
Right, and there should. And if you're using the new version, there's another one that also says delete cookies.
And then you also want to clear the history so someone can't go back to a page you were on.
Right, and that button is on that same page, only the next block down.
And you can lower the number on that. If you don't want to keep the history around, you can lower that number right down to 0 so it won't keep any history.
You may, but now it also depends on whether or not you have any control over that. Depending on what operating system is running at the library, they may have blocked that.
Okay.
But give that a try. In fact, you might want to try that before you go to your private websites to be sure that you can do something about it later.
Yeah, I want to make sure I was right when you were talking. Tools. Internet browser, then internet.
No, tools, internet options.
Options, okay.
And then the very first page there, you'll see 3 blocks. The middle block is called temporary internet files. There's a delete files and maybe a delete cookies button there.
Uh-huh.
And then below that, the third block is called history, and there's a button to clear the history.
But if this is a library computer, 10 to 1 odds, you're not going to be able to do this. They have very strict control and regulations on that, so you might not be able to do it, so don't be surprised if you can't.
Well, I was actually concerned about using, I'll be out of sleep, and I'll be using another internet.
Like I said, try it before you go to any of your private sites to be certain that you can, in fact, clear that stuff out when you're done.
Very good.
If you can't do it before, you won't be able to do it after.
Listen, I have another question. I have a
very fast.
I'm back.
Yeah.
Sorry. And it's approximately a year and a half. And when I started up now, I have a greenish tint to the monitor.
Mm-hmm.
The color seems as if it's faded.
It's likely that the monitor, if it's a fairly old machine, it's likely that the monitor itself is going.
Or the video cable, which is a lot cheaper.
Right. If you're lucky, it's the cable between the card and the monitor. Otherwise, it's the monitor. You should try replacing that cable first. And I'm afraid now we have to go. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton on the buttons, me, Nick Francesco, on the universe's longest-running computer call-in radio show, Soundbites, only and exclusively on 1180 WHAM.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral Business Education, Government, and Legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
Good afternoon, everybody. Beth Adams along with Doc and Katie. We have enjoyed spending the early part of the day at River Edge Manor at the Episcopal Church Home celebrating a couple of things. The River Edge Manor's 5th anniversary and also Doc and Katie's 50th anniversary on WHAM. So why don't you come by and congratulate Doc and Katie. We have great food and cake. We are at 535 Malcolm Avenue, right in the center of the Cultural District within walking distance of Highland Park, close to Jiva, close to Strong, and come and tour the facility. We have 1- and 2-bedroom apartment currently available. This is senior assisted living like you have never seen before. It's like a 5-star hotel right in the center of Rochester. River Edge Manor, 535 Mount Hope Avenue. Open house until 2 this afternoon. Hope to see you here. Beth Adams for WHAM.
Attention Rochester and all of Western New York. Stickley Audi and Company is having a spring furniture clearance sale so big, they're holding it at the former Home Place store at Marketplace Square in Henrietta. Now through Monday only. Save 40 to 70% off suggested retail on legendary Stickley furniture and many other famous makers. Included in this spectacular sale are some real treasures in solid cherry and mahogany, plus Stickley Mission collectibles and exquisite oriental rugs. Save on fine furniture by Henrietta. Hickory chair, Becker, and Leathercraft, too. All sales are final, as is, and ready for immediate carryout. Delivery is also available. Sale hours are Friday 10 till 9, Saturday 10 till 5, Sunday 12 till 5, and Monday 10 till 5. Don't miss this great chance to save substantially on the finest home and office furnishings at the Stickley Clearance Center in the former Home Place at 400 J. Scotty Boulevard, Marketplace Square in Henrietta. It all ends Monday, May 6th, so hurry in soon for the best selection.
Have a parallel printer in Epson. I think it's a Color Stylus 800. And I have a little known device called an Orb Drive ORB.
No, they're not little known. I loved my Orb Drive before I got Windows XP.
Well, anyway. I've got a parallel one, and of course they make a convenient little plug that you can plug in your printer if it's a parallel device into the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now I take my Orb Drive back and forth with me to work, so I bought another cable for it so that I could keep the original cable plugged in. But when I brought my computer in for servicing a while ago, I had asked somebody about installing a second parallel drive just in the event I needed one in the future or that sort of thing.
Right.
Is there, and I was told after they tried to install it that the two devices were competing for the parallel port. Isn't there like an LPT-1 and an LPT-2?
Yes, and an LPT-3.
And 4 and, in fact, up to 16. Basically, what you need to get done is you can install a second parallel port. So you have two connectors on the back of the machine.
Yeah. Right.
They can be set up for multiple, to be different LPT ports. The problem is, depends on what you've got in your machine. Every device needs an IRQ. Mm-hmm. If there are no free IRQs, rather than being on the same LPT number, it may be that you're out of IRQs. You only get 15.
Yeah, but no. If you the key thing though with the LPT ports though is normally your first one is at 378, your second one is at 278, and they can both share with Windows 98 and above the same IRQ 7.
Right.
So it's basically setting up that second parallel port to be on a different address. The default is 278.
Okay.
So what may have happened is that the person setting it up didn't realize they could share an IRQ or something. But the point is that it is certainly doable. It
can be done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So I can bring it back and then ask them, you know, to get maybe a more experienced person.
I'm afraid that you know, it is certainly, I suppose, conceivable that it can't go in, but I can't imagine what that circumstance would be.
If you don't have any slots free.
Right, if you don't have any slots free or that sort of fare. But
you could replace the single slot parallel card with
two-port
single slot card.
Right, exactly. So it is certainly...
Also takes his money.
Right, it is highly likely, I'm trying to be polite here, highly likely that indeed you could get a second parallel port in that machine.
Okay, so there's nothing weird about the Orb Drive or the Epson
printer
that says it must use LPT-1 or something like that.
No.
All right, well, thank you so much.
There you go. Thank you. We're going to take another break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton on the buttons, me, Nick Francesco on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Well, you've done it again. You've made the Wham Morning News Rochester's most listened to morning show. Number one for 27 consecutive ratings periods.
That's nearly 7 years.
Congratulations to host Chet Walker and Beth Adams, news anchor Bill Lau, meteorologist Kevin Williams, sports anchor Brad Davies, entertainment critic Bill Klein, and traffic reporter Gary Smith. Thanks for listening to Rochester's favorite morning show. Weekdays from 5 to 9, the top-rated Wham Morning News.
How do successful business people stay successful? By always looking for ways to serve their customers better. That's why Gene Mazzola from Mazzola Insurance turned to Roadrunner Business Class.
Our whole claim to fame at Mazzola Insurance is the ability to provide quotes at a very, very fast rate. Roadrunner helps us do this. We're growing so quickly because of Roadrunner.
Mazzola Insurance switched to Roadrunner Business Class, and they're glad they did.
I heard that Roadrunner Business Service was so good from all of the people that I do business with that that's where we went, and we're very satisfied.
Now, you know, with Roadrunner Business Class, you can get help from a real live person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Gene, what about cost?
One of the important things about running a business is that you've got to run a tight ship. Roadrunner Business Class service and its very reasonable cost fits right within our budget.
Why don't you get connected to Roadrunner Business Class today? Call 1-866-756-FAST.
Roadrunner really does its job. Roadrunner gives us the edge over our competition.
WOKR News Source 13 brings you the Vitality Challenge. Throughout the month of May, medical reporter Christine Webb and Dr. Art Uline will guide you to improved health only on WOKR News Source 13 at 5 and 11.
The grand opening of the newest Rochester Athletic Club for Women in the Parenton Hills Shopping Center. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, visit any Rochester Athletic Club and take advantage of grand opening savings. Tour our new state-of-the-art facility in the Parenton Hills Shopping Center. Enjoy the refreshments and see what everybody is talking about. A club designed specifically for women. Two aerobic rooms, cycling room, pool, sauna, steam room, and over 100 pieces of exercise equipment. Our personal trainers provide an exercise prescription and instruct you how to use the equipment at no extra charge. Our Fit Kids exercise classes and playroom provide babysitting your children will look forward to. Don't miss the grand opening celebration of the Rochester Athletic Club for Women. Call 223-1111 or come out for the grand opening of our newest women's facility in the Parenton Hills Shopping Center. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only, grand opening savings are also available at our Pittsburgh, Greece, Henrietta, and downtown locations.
This Mother's Day, give your mother more than just a Mother's Day gift. Name a star after her. For $48 and a call to 800-282-3333, the International Star Registry will send your mother a full-color parchment certificate, sky charts to locate her star, and a fascinating booklet on astronomy. Her new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry now at 800-282-3333 or visit us at starregistry.com for the timeless gift she'll always remember.
Hey, Mo.
Whoa, what do you got there, Manny?
One of the Motorola pagers we're giving away at Pep Boys.
Jeez!
Everyone's cleaning up their cars for spring, so we're giving away pagers when they spend over $100 at Pep Boys.
Whoa! Gets me every time.
If I need new floor mats, I page you.
Jack!
Or some wax and chamois, I just...
Manny!
The pager's free. Just come to Pep Boys for details. There's a one-year service agreement.
Stop!
It's a communications marvel, Mo.
Pep Boys, we're car people.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180, WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
That's right. You have no excuse for getting hold of us with all those numbers. And who are us? Us are Nick Francesco,
Dave Enright,
and Steve Ray.
And Rob Linton on the buttons, who still will not talk on the air. Dagnabbit.
We still got time. We got to work on it.
We got time. We'll get him there. We'll get him there. Maybe next week's poll will be, should Rob talk on the air?
Good idea. Put it down. Put it down. Next week's poll.
Write that down. I'll have that for later. Our next caller is Bob from Rochester. Listen, Bob, what's your question?
Thanks for taking my call, Nick. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I have a brand new Dell computer that I bought, and I'm trying to hook up a steering wheel to the game port.
Okay, it's a computer, not a car, right? So, no, I know what you're doing. Go ahead.
So, I have also a joystick. I hook the joystick up. It recognizes it right away.
Okay.
I hook the steering wheel up. I got it to connect once, played the game twice, and it disconnected, and I cannot get it to reconnect or find that steering wheel.
There is a separate driver disc for the steering wheel.
I don't remember getting one when I bought it.
Okay, but there is.
Okay.
And you should... It's quite possible that sometime between playing the game and trying to play it a second time, you installed something else that overrode or damaged that driver. So you need to find the driver disc for that steering wheel thing and reinstall it.
Even better, download the latest one from the manufacturer.
Right, right. Whatever the manufacturer was, go get the latest driver.
It may also have been the game itself. A lot of games have their own drivers for joysticks and steering wheels and foot pedals, the non-standard inputs.
Right.
Okay. My only problem is I don't know who the manufacturer is.
There's no label on the bottom of it?
No, it doesn't have anything on the bottom. They even have a manual that shows how to hook where you go into the game port. It tells you how to do it or and what to look for. And I've tried that, and that's how I got it to work once.
There's nothing on the manual, though, saying the manufacturer?
No manufacturer.
Oh, it sounds like I suppose I have to ask this. Where did you buy this thing?
One of the local computer stores in Henrietta.
Okay, that narrowed it down. Thanks.
Do you have a box or a manufacturer name on around it? Or you've long thrown that away?
No, yeah, I've had it for a couple of years. I had a different computer and I bought a new Dell.
Okay, well, and it worked on the old computer and worked once on the new computer.
Well, here's the thing, though. I know you already dished out some money for this one, but you might want to look into maybe a more up-to-date one that runs off a USB. You'll like it in the aspect that this current one running off the game port is still the old 16-bit technology.
Okay.
Whereas if you get into the newer ones, the joysticks and a lot of these other peripherals that they're adding on to are either doing FireWire, if they're really hot, or USB. In USB, you'll find more responsive to when you go to make the turns and everything else. and you'll have, you know, and you can get a name brand one. Go to, you know, one of the stores around here and look for a name brand one.
It is also possible that your game port has been turned off. Although you said you've got a joystick that gets recognized.
Exactly.
Do you still have the old computer around?
Yes.
Light it back up and check the device manager and see if it says what manufacturer the steering wheel was.
Good idea.
And take a look at the pins on the steering wheel. It's possible that the last time you removed it, you damaged a pin.
Or, again, it might just not like working on the newer, faster machine. You know, again,
in the long run, you're going to be way better off with a USB version, assuming you've got USB ports on your new machine, which I'm sure you do.
Plus, you can keep both hooked up. You can, you know, keep the joystick off the game port and get this new steering wheel, and that can be constantly hooked up either, so you're not crawling behind there and unhooking and hooking up.
The coolest thing I saw once was for a flight sim, but you can also use it on car sims. It was like $2,000, and it was a self-enclosed couch with joystick, foot pedals, throttle level. It had three-dimensional gimballing, and you put your CRT screen in the front of it. So it was like the big ones you see at the video arcade.
Was there a place to put your drink? Okay, Bob, thanks a lot. We appreciate that. Give that stuff a try. We're going to go on to our next caller, who is indeed Bud from Rochester. Welcome, Bud. What's your question?
Thanks for taking my calls, guys.
Thanks.
My question is probably one that you've probably heard 100 times. Is there a way of faxing through Roadrunner?
Yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
There are companies that you can get faxing from. There are companies on the net where you can get faxing in the sense that you would email them something and they would fax it out, and if a message came back, they would email it back to you.
Efax.com is the big one.
Efax is the big one. But if you're talking about directly hooking up your fax machine to your Roadrunner connection, no.
No.
There are different kinds of fax machines that use IP faxing. So instead of dialing up with an analog telephone, it uses the internet itself and faxes to another internet-based fax machine.
But they have to have one as well.
WinFax will offer you that part of it, but again, you've got to set it up with a service.
Right. So the answer is maybe.
Okay. So basically, you would have to... somebody told me that you could do it if you knew what their IP address was, and you're probably sending it out through something like WinFax Pro or something.
Well, exactly.
Like.
That's what we're saying. If they have a WinFax setup and you have a WinFax setup and you're both looking to do it over the internet, both systems have to be set up to do that. It just doesn't happen magically.
You're gonna,
then you can do it.
Wait, you can email them the file.
Fax is such a low quality anyway. You can email them a file and they get a better resolution.
Assuming that it's already electronic. I mean, what a lot of people are doing nowadays are scanning it in and then shooting the scanned file from email. Yeah. But it's six of one, half dozen of the other. If they've got that set up and you do too, WinFax will do it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Our next...
WinFax Lite or Pro?
Probably Pro.
Pro. Yeah, so the WinFax that came bundled with your modem may not do it.
May not do it. You may have to get the Pro version. Hey, price of poker keeps going up. Our next caller, Dean from Rochester. Welcome, Dean. What's your question?
My question is probably simple. I'm looking to buy a new machine, and the two priorities I have for performance is first voice recognition software, and second for high-end gaming. And the question I have is, which processor would you recommend? Would it be the Intel or the AMD direction given those demands?
Whatever you can, the most you can afford.
It really doesn't matter between which one.
No, what's more important to you is several things. The speed of the processor is important in terms of voice recognition, but you want a non-Celeron processor. You want the high-end Pentium or the high-end Athlon, which has the floating point and does better when you're doing voice recognition. That's important. Celeron is not going to do it for
you. Or what they're terming now as the XP chip. What these new XP chips do is, you know, everybody's getting into the slot of going with the 1.8 gigahertz and the 1.7 and all that. These XP chips literally add an extra cycle to the CPU clock time. So it's doing one more function per clock cycle, which is
it's actually a little faster than the rated speed. Now, when it comes to the game, probably the most important thing for you is the video card.
Definitely.
You need a super fast video card with lots of RAM on it. And that will be the thing that best determines how good your games are. The second most important thing will be memory.
Yeah, I was just pricing some Super Whiz Bang video cards for a customer. 128 meg of DDR RAM, four DVI digital ports, so you can have four monitors surrounding you, which is really great for flight sims. I think it was $1,400.
No, Zell.
For just the video card.
It used to be those video cards had two commas in them. Well, two digits after the comma, before the comma.
A feature of both the AMD and Intel processors?
Well, it's called XP in the Athlon in the Athlon processor, but they both have that feature. The very high end Pentium 4s and the Athlon XP both have the feature.
Okay, so they're roughly equal then.
Yeah. It really depends on, a lot of other factors. You'll find some motherboard with a whole lot of features you want, and it only takes the Athlon, that sort of fare.
It's just like we always say, where you're going to wind up moving the bottleneck.
That's right. So, but you want the one with the floating point built in, the non-Celeron.
Non-Celeron.
Or Duron on the Athlon.
The most important thing, yeah.
Right. Non-Duron, non-Celeron.
Okay, very good.
Got it?
Thank you.
Thank you. We are going to take a break, but we are going to be back. With Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton on the buttons, me, Nick Francesco. No, I redid me, didn't I? On Soundbites at 1180 WHAM. Oh, and I'm Nick Francesco.
Want a better job? Easy. Just open up the classified section. Or go online. Look at all those jobs. Hundreds of jobs. You don't like the jobs you qualify for? And you don't qualify for the jobs you like? Well, then maybe you need to stop dreaming and start doing something about it. Come to Element K Business School, and we'll get you ready for some of the most in-demand jobs there are. IT systems administrator, computer programmer, web designer, office manager, executive secretary, bookkeeper, customer service representative. We'll help with one-on-one mentoring and even job placement assistance when you're finished with your education. And if money's a problem, Element K can also help with the financing. Call Element K Business School for more information. Call 240-7400 today or visit ElementKCenter.com for the full story. Element K Business School. Real education. Real opportunities.
We've said it before and we're saying it again. Good things are happening at Ames. And all you have to do is come to Ames this Friday and Saturday to see just how good it can get. For those 2 days only, Ames is the only place to be. You're going to want to fill shopping cart after shopping cart with great merchandise at amazing prices. For starters, all 13-inch color TVs are just $49.99. That's right, $49.99 is an amazing price. Limit two per customer. And toss away that old purse because we're offering special buy leather, vinyl, and fabric handbags for just $6.94. Plus, get 30% off all ladies' apparel. And we're talking about all the really nice spring fashions you've had your eye on. And get 70 plus an extra 10% off all fine jewelry. Now's the time to fill your jewelry box. 30% off all patio furniture. It's spring. Should we say more? Okay, we're sure we don't need to say it again, but we just can't help ourselves. Good things are happening at Ames, and they're happening this Friday and Saturday only. So by all means, don't miss out on this incredible sale. Ames, bargains by the bagful. Percentage discount off regular price. Excludes special buys and regular price items.
We come to work in the morning. And we sit down, we just say, oh, today's lotto day, we gotta get our numbers together.
We chip in like a certain amount of dollars per person, and then we pick numbers and we do quick pick, we do a whole bunch of different things, and we put all our tickets under our lucky globe, and we have our places where we wanna go when we win.
If we had $1 million.
You know, I'll get the phone calls after the drawing. Did we win? So keeps us all in touch. Definitely a fun thing.
I couldn't think of anybody else that I would want to win with than the people that I work with, because they're really a great bunch of guys.
You know, actually, we should do that today. Yeah. Just everybody put in a bar.
Want to do that? Each of us pitch in a dollar.
Yeah.
I got a dollar.
Pitch in a dollar.
I got it. I'll be the first one.
You got to eat and you got to play lotto, right?
Join your office pool today, because the New York Lotto jackpot is now $15 million. New York Lotto. Hey, you never know.
Right now, an eating machine may be destroying your lawn. Meet the grub.
Oh, am I hungry? I'm starving. I'm gonna eat the whole yard.
Now there's Bear Advanced season-long grub control with Merit. It's specially designed to kill the grub's appetite. And it's guaranteed to kill more grubs all season long.
I ain't hungry no more.
Get the grub before the grub gets your lawn. From Bear Advanced, where better thinking always gives you better results. Your lawn is being taken over by dandelions and crabgrass.
Help!
With Weed Be Gone, one product gets lawn weeds like dandelions.
But not the crabgrass.
The other one kills crabgrass.
But not the lawn weeds. There's gotta be a better way.
Bayer Advance All-in-One Weed Killer. It kills lawn weeds plus crabgrass in just one easy step. And it won't harm your lawn.
Two kinds of weeds, one simple solution.
From Bayer Advanced, where better thinking always gives you better results.
Thousand watts. Huh. I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
Where? Oh, right here. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
Rob Linton is on the buttons. You're going to apparently have to take my word for that. And we're talking to Daniel from Irondequoit. Welcome, Daniel, with your question.
Hi, I enjoy the show.
Thank you.
I have a Hewlett Packard Pavilion with Windows 98 on it, and I've been doing a lot of website work on it lately, and I've been unhappy with the results I'm getting from frequent crashes and other stuff like that. So I was looking to buy the Apple PowerMac G4.
Sure.
I was wondering...
Steve just smiled, actually. It's ugly.
You just made his day.
Yeah, and I've seen other people have been happy with it. I was wondering, am I going to be able to network my Pavilion with this Apple? Because I've heard that there is problems with Windows communicating with the Macintosh operating system.
There are problems with Windows communicating with anything.
I knew I would have put money. I could have stopped time and taken bets. That would have been my bet.
I have problems with it, and it's not even communicating to anything else. So
but there's no problem networking the two together. The big question is, what do you want to do after they're networked? The basic problem is that the...
You can network them together, but they can't do anything with each other. Nice answer.
If you want to share an internet connection using IP, that's no problem. The big thing that a lot of people want to do is share files. What you can set up, both the Mac and Windows come with web servers and web browsers to easily share directories back and forth. But what most people like doing is the actual file sharing client. And the Mac and Windows come with different file sharing clients that don't talk to each other. So what you need to do is use a different file sharing client. There's a couple of free ones that we have on our FAQ list that will allow you to transfer files back and forth. You can use FTP clients back and forth. And also with any Mac you buy now, which comes with OS X, OS X has a Windows file sharing client built in, so it will see your PC as if it were any other server on the network. OS X also does Unix servers and the older Apple servers.
You have to share a file. You have to share a folder on your Windows machine.
Okay.
And you know how to do that.
Right.
Once you've done that and they're connected, then you start up essentially at Samba on the, whatever they may call it, at Samba on the OS X machine. And then
there's a simple connect to server command.
Right, fine. And then it'll go out and find that.
So then ultimately, then the Apple operating system is going to recognize my computer then.
You got it? Yeah.
Okay, that's going to be a lot easier than I thought.
There you go.
There's also a FAQ that we put on our FAQ list a couple of weeks ago, the Apple Guide to Cross-Platform Communication and Networking, and that's got a lot of information on the different software available and things you can do to make it more seamlessly integrated together.
And you can check that out where?
At soundbites.org. Down on the bottom right corner of the page, there's a link that says, I heard about a website on your show.
That's it. And, by the way, it's Soundbites with a Y, as Francis wants me to remind people. Our next caller, Tom from Naples. Welcome, Tom. What's your question?
Hey, guys. I'll tell you, there's probably a lot of us out there that have recommended your show to too many people, and now we can't even get in again anymore.
Well, just as a side note, just to let you folks know out there that we're going to be doing our show next Saturday from the Lilac Festival. So. And the week after. So if you want to come down and really be scared, you can see us. They're going to let us out of the studio, and we're going to be doing it right from the WHAM tent. So come on down.
I can't think of anything more frightening. We have a face for radio.
Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, could you run through? I got shared IRQs on my computer.
Sure.
What do you got to do? You got to go into the BIOS and check.
Well, are they causing you a problem? Because you can share IRQs among various devices. Yeah.
They really don't seem to be causing me any problems.
Then don't even worry about it.
Okay.
You ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, sharing IRQs is okay as long as you don't use those two devices at the same time. So if one is a serial port and you know, one is your modem and one is something else, and as long as you don't use those two things together, who cares?
The biggest ones that used to cause problems were if you had something on IRQ, COM 1 and COM 3, COM 2 and COM 4, trying to set them up to, you know, both be on the same. You know, that would cause problems. But nowadays...
And nowadays, you'll often find that all the devices on your PCI bus share the same interrupt. The reason for that is that it's the bus itself. The bus is the connectors that you put things in. That bus is actually doing the controlling. And it's telling each of those other devices, oh, your IRQ is 9. Oh, wait, your IRQ is 9. No, your IRQ is 9. And then it's doing all the work. So all those devices share one IRQ, but they all think they own it.
Okay.
So one of the tricks you can do is remove any ISA cards you have and put all PCI cards in.
Right, and that, in fact, gets rid of so many problems nowadays, it's shocking.
In fact, there's Intel has been pushing the PC99, it started out, specifications.
Zero legacy motherboards.
They're removing serial, removing parallel, removing ISA, and going to USB, FireWire, and PCI. So that there will be no IRQ conflicts because nothing...
Because there's only three. One for FireWire, and there you go. One for USB, one for PCI, and anything on those buses shares that IRQ.
Yep.
So don't worry about it if it's not caught, it ain't broke.
On the I.O.?
Yeah.
I look on the window under system information, and it's got the initial list at the top, and it shows aliases.
Sure,
there.
Yeah.
Is that the way it's supposed to be?
Yeah. Yes. Sometimes you will find that something is in one place, but older drivers expect it to be somewhere else, so it aliases itself.
Those legacy drivers.
Those legacy drivers, so that both the new drivers and the old drivers can find the same device.
It's probably like 90 or so?
Yeah.
Okay. One quick question.
Yeah.
Notebook memory. How hard is it to install? Should I take it to a dealer?
It depends on the notebook.
IBM.
Most of them, IBM, you can flip it over and there's a trap door. Key thing is you want to make sure that you ground yourself. Because, you know, you're opening it up and there's usually one or two screws that hold the cover there and you can pop it out. Depending on that particular IBM, but most of them are on the bottom.
Sometimes they're under the keyboard.
Yes.
Right. And we mean grounding in the electrical, not the emotional sense.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
It's only got 64, and I was thinking about bumping up to 256.
Check with the manufacturer and get the correct memory for it.
I looked it up on their website. They list it.
There you go.
Hey, you guys got the best show on television. And radio.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's your last name, too.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Tom. Our next caller, we're going to stick with the name Tom because we like it. But we're going to go to Greece. Welcome, Tom. What's your question?
I have an antivirus question.
Yes.
And I'm a novice, so I need simple words.
Okay.
I was running McAfee antivirus software.
Mm-hmm.
It apparently ran out.
Yeah.
For a month now, I've been trying to update it. My internet service provider is AT&T WorldNet.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not doing anything for 15 minutes, it disconnects me.
Sounds like you might have a virus already.
Well, there's two places to control that timeout. One you can control and one you can't. If you go into your dial-up properties, open My Computer, open dial-up networking, right-click on your WorldNet connection tab, there's an option in there for automatic disconnect. Which basically saves your phone line, so you're not tying up the phone lines when you're doing nothing. If that is already set to never disconnect, then the problem is at the other end, and you can't control it.
Your best bet is to keep wandering around the net while it's downloading. It's all you can do. We are done for another week. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton on the buttons. You are going to see us next Saturday at the Lilac Festival. And this is I Am Nick Francesco. Join us on soundbites.org. That's soundbites with a Y. I'm Nick. Well, I already did that. And you are listening to Soundbites on 1180 WHAM. I am a professional.
They're not Bob Brinker, but they're never preempted for sports either. Mark Condon and Mike Charlton discuss Wall Street from a local perspective Sunday mornings at 7 right here on 1180 WHAM. For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580.
located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104. Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. Get build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral business education, government, and legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967. With it.